Well, we're going to talk about the Carstens Farm Days coming up this weekend at the 1880 Farmstead over there by Shelby. Mel Hersey joins us. He's president of the board over there at Carstens 1880 Farmstead. Mel, good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
Just fine. It looks like you're going to have a great weekend for this.
Yeah, it looks like beautiful weather coming on for us. I guess we had beautiful weather last year, and I think we're kind of looking forward to it again this year.
Yeah, with the rain and flooding we've seen around southwest Iowa in some areas, it's great to just have good, nice, early fall weather for an event like this. It's going to take us back in time, right?
Yep, it's going to step back a little bit into back the 1800s and 1900s, so early 1900s, to equipment and housing and buildings and stuff like that that has taken place back then.
Yeah, before we talk a little bit about some of the events folks will see going on this weekend at the farm, talk a little bit about the farm itself. We've talked extensively over the years about how this has all come about and that it's great. It's kind of preserved, stuck in time back in the day, but it's a great lesson for people.
Yeah, this is a farm. It's an 80-acre farm. It's owned by a nonprofit organization that we are members of. This is our 29th annual year show this year, and it has been bought in from Pottawatomie County Historical Society and owned by this group out here. And basically, it's kind of really a strong community or southwestern Iowa-owned organization. Been well supported of it. And the farm kind of shows the history and the legends and things of the past. And I think it's real interesting to come and just look and watch and the demonstrations of the old ways of doing things is really what got us here, where we're at today.
Are you ever surprised at the looks on kids' faces when you explain to them why an ice box is called an ice box?
Yeah, there's a few other things like that. Kids are really amazed at and can't believe that, you know, even when they do Kids' Day, kids are amazed at different things that they get to see and learn about. I think it's been really an education to the kids as well as the older people enjoying it, so it's kind of a twofold situation.
Well, I'm sure there are probably some, you know, everybody who works in an industry, you know, like appreciates the history of that industry. I'm sure you get farmers over there that can pick a lot of this stuff out, but even those folks who've lived and grown up in rural areas but may never have used that type of equipment probably get a lesson.
Well, I guess I myself learn something every time I go out there. If somebody coming in and telling you something that they used to do years ago, and I think it's kind of an ongoing education for anybody and everybody.
You bet. Well, let's talk about some of the activities you have going on. The dates are this weekend. It's September 10th and 11th, and as we all are very well aware, September 11th is the 10th anniversary of that awful day where we had the terrorist attacks. Are you doing anything special to commemorate that?
Well, like starting out on Saturday morning, we're doing a breakfast as normal. Saturday's pretty much of a the parade is at 2 o'clock, and thrashing and sawmill will be running all day, and different demonstrations all day. Then on Sunday, they're starting out with the thrashers, breakfast again, and then flag ceremony, a little bit of patriotic part being taken place there. They're doing a quilt show, and this year they have done a patriotic quilt for the raffle, so I think some of the patriotic things are kind of falling in place to it.
Yeah, some of those things will just happen there, so we'll have opportunity to kind of talk a little bit about that. I know each year you guys kind of focus on a different brand of tractor. What do you got this year?
We're doing Alice Choppers this year. It's really, the orange is coming on pretty strong from what we've talked to different people. Coming out of the woodwork, I think you're going to see a lot of Alice Choppers. I think we're going to see a lot of different machinery, not just tractors, too. I think a good display of just machinery, pickers and combines and balers and stuff like that that Alice was really doing for.
So where do you get these? Do you just put out the word?
Yeah, we just kind of, every year we feature a tractor, and then just kind of put out the word, and it seemed like the featured tractor just shows up. It's just, everybody's got one dragging around someplace, so they're pretty proud of it, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if they've got them around, they'll sure show them off.
Yes.
Well, and I know there's something for everybody, whether you're kids, guys, girls. There are all kinds of things going on. You've got exhibitors and vendors, craft, all kinds of things happening.
Yeah, we have pretty good supply, or not really a supply, but good attendance of craft vendors and things like that. There is things to do for the women. They can wander through the crafts, and there's a kind of a swap meet takes place at the same time, and the guys can look. And usually people come there mid-morning and are usually there when it's time to go home, and they get tired of looking. They sit down and visit with people. That's the biggest part of the whole show, I think, is people talking to people that they've never met before and sitting there visiting about the old times.
About camping too. I know you get some campers every now and again. Do they have to call ahead to reserve space?
Yeah, the space is we're full as far as campers, but yeah, you've got to get reservations for your campers. We have put in 12 new campsites this year again, and so that part of it is expanding too.
It just fills up fast.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you get the steam power display again this year?
Yes, we do. Steam engines out there already, and use it on the sawmill, the thrash machine, and several other things. It's just kind of neat to watch that thing work. It's so quiet and easy going.
You got the corn maze again this year, right?
Yes, it's Dallas Chalmers corn maze, so we've got a corn maze for the kids to spend some time in, enjoy their running around, let them work off some energy.
Okay, and what about entertainment this year?
We're using the Silver Creek Joggers are going to be doing their we'll be performing 2 days or Sunday afternoon. And this is kind of a special event for them this year. My understanding, this is their last dance that the Silver Creek Joggers are going to do it. So they're kind of feel like they're getting on the older side of it. So I don't want to say they are, but maybe we all are.
We're all getting older, Mel.
Yeah.
Just the way it goes. Well, talk a little bit about the hours now. Coming up on Saturday and Sunday, what are the hours?
Sunday or Saturday, they start serving breakfast at 6:30, and then Saturday night at 5:30 is Staley's chicken dinner on Saturday evening. And Sunday start at 6:30 again with the breakfast, and then the parade is at 2:00 on Saturday or Sunday too. And it's also about the time 3-4 o'clock starts fading out.
Okay, and admission is pretty cheap, right?
Yeah, $5 per day. Pretty cheap entertainment, and everybody seems to enjoy it. And like I said, a little bit of gas to get here, but we hope everybody enjoys their time. There's plenty of food and things to eat. Don't have many things on sticks, but I guess we'll provide a lot of food for them to eat. They shouldn't go away hungry.
By golly, we'll jam a stick in it if they really want
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Homemade ice cream and everything else that goes along with it.
All right, and the young kids can get in for free as well.
Yeah, anything under 8 years. In free.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people have put in a lot of volunteer hours, you included, over the years. It's good to see a lot of where that's come over time, and folks need to just come out and appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's something that everybody ought to at least get one shot and look at it and appreciate what's being done and the history that's trying to be preserved by everybody in the community in their own way.
Well, I say a lot of people have put a lot of time and effort into making this all happen and then getting into the shape that it's in and putting this together each year. So hopefully folks come out and enjoy the Karstens Farm Days this weekend, and that's at the Karstens 1880 Farmstead. If you're not certain where it is, it's easy. Go to Shelby, exit 34 off of Interstate 80. You're going to go south, and then just follow the signs.
Right. It's only a half mile south of the interstate and a half west and a half south. So they're right close to the highway. It's pretty easy access, plenty of parking, and we're giving rides back up into the show area, so I'm hoping to see them come and enjoy the days.
And you guarantee great weather this weekend.
Yeah, okay, I remember you said that.
All right, very good. Mel, again, congratulations on what you've done over the years, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you guys for your time.